Apparently,
you have fun.
Your year is the year you goof up. Mm-hmm.
No, the sophomore year.
No, sophomore year we had a dance and had to put together the complicated work field thing.
Yeah. I went around for that year.
Well, you were in the background.
No, I got a date with somebody, or unless I told her no.
That no, you got a date.
Yeah, that girl, whoever was writing the log I went to date on.
She had a fun time.
She did? What was her name about her?
I don't know.
She's just the girl who writes the log.
Yeah, the girl with a log.
Log girl.
He does get a lot of dates.
She's in the scat.
Oh, move.
I didn't need that, dude. I really didn't need that.
The crap that Dave Wolf will be through, man. Check this news group out.
Oh, no, he doesn't need that. What the hell?
You come over to Sprint. Come over where I worked at Sprint just to show me all the cool, you know, because I mean, we had like, you know, three T1s, you know, and we had, you know, these I guess they were Ultra 2s, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And we're connected directly to it. And then you come over and use that to hit our news group. We had like, you know, whatever, 2 terabytes of news stuff, you know, on the building. You had alt.binary.scat, you know. I know. He wouldn't leave. We're like, we're supposed to go like to Canada Live or whatever. But you know, until he
right.
Me out properly, he wouldn't leave.
Yeah, that's the way he is.
Oh my God, is she recording this?
Yeah. Someday you'll find out what's for.
Refer to me as Marco.
Okay, Mark.
Oh. Does it sound like you're milling up?
No.
You very well know, Nate.
Great, negative. Role play a guy. Hilarious. Actually, I got a role play a guy.
That's all right, Nate.
Where's the glass, Susan?
Up there. In here?
Yeah.
There's a light
glass.
There should be stuff in there.
Well, I care. It holds fluids.
Alright, so Marco's going to be the hero.
Yeah.
Fair. Mm. Actually work.
Okay. So Dave Garassius.
Nate.
Susan. Oh, now you're doing it on purpose.
What's your mazali?
3 acts in the dark.
3 acts in a log.
What were other ones?
What's your mazali? 3 acts in a log.
I don't know what
the other one
was. I don't know what talking
about. The tick.
The tick.
Oh.
He's eating the extra dimensional bad guy, Wrecker's Eye. I don't care what you say, Witchamazai.
Wrecker's Eye!
3 acts in a log.
3 acts in a log. That's really good.
Wait, see, that's what I got wrong.
Whatever you say, Susan.
I don't get that last
week. I'm doing it on purpose.
You got a champagne flute. I'm drinking out of a wine glass. You're in the opening of a public market.
That was from the Inktober Christmas party.
All right, okay. I have one of those.
Yeah, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have 2.
Oh, there it is.
I have 3.
Hunter one for each hand.
Huh? Hunter's Key. Isn't that what he called it, isn't it?
I think so.
Well, tonight's recording is going to be very interesting to listen to years from now.
Yeah. I listened to your last one. It was very focused. I said, well, geez, that never happens when I'm around.
It doesn't happen when you're around. There you go. All right. Everybody gets an additional skill.
Yay!
Primitive weapon, sword.
Oh, shit.
At level one. It's not a specialization.
Do we get it permanently?
Yep.
Free skills.
It's a free skill.
Primitive weapon.
I'm running out of spots to write skills in my character.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make another character sheet or something.
Primitive weapon.
Sword.
And it's not a specialty?
Yeah, it's like a language. It's its own skill.
Okay.
I'm up on a log.
I think I have that episode on the tape.
That is a good one.
Oh no, wait. I think I loaned my tick tape to somebody else and I never got it back.
What the best board?
I take comic books too.
They moved, right?
Yeah. Actually, they did.
Hmm?
Let's see what happens.
Okay. How much was that recorder thing?
Recorder thing?
Yeah. Oh, no, either 50 or 100. I don't know, I usually go and try to buy them.
Normally
reasonably expensive ones, because I have no idea how good recorders are.
Right.
So, when you play it back, it all sounds fine?
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, it's recording on the half speed or whatever, so you can't... So you play it back in a normal drive, it'll sound funny, but... You can play back on that, it's fine.
At a slow mode, you know. Speed.
Yeah.
Hey, my paper got all wet.
Longer. Okay. So Susan can be Princess Segui.
Okay.
And, Thrasius. Thrasius is secretly in love with Princess Segui.
Really?
Yeah, but he can't, you know.
Suicidally?
That's fine. But, you know, she's the
best time.
It only has to be once.
That's the funny thing about
suicide. It comes and it goes.
But,
sometimes you know, we're dead than others. But
and you're like one of the, you know, one of our guards.
All right.
That thing.
Wait, I'm a princess of which country?
Albaroth.
Okay.
Where are we at?
So Albaroth is, yeah.
Where Albaroth is
where
a nice,
so basically, Korvas.
Albaroth is a nice, happy place?
Yeah, it's from Korath.
Okay.
Korath is
a dark, gloomy place.
It's a dark, gloomy kingdom that was recently, 20 years ago, they, like, went on a rampage, tried to, like, conquer everybody else, but they got stopped. And one of the concessions was that they'd send one of the princes over here, sort of as a hostage. So that's what Corvus is here. So Corvus has grown up in Albaroth, last like 20 years. So he really identifies more with, you know, Albarothians than he does with Carathians.
Okay.
Sort of like being Chinese and grown up in the, you know,
Peru
and then
moved. Dead on a date.
But he tends to be, you know, kind of gloomy. Corvus tends to be more gloomy than your average Albarathian, you know. Rhaetius is a, not only are you like one of the guards and stuff, well, you know, you're like a top lieutenant, I think.
Oh, yeah?
And you are, but you're also like a, what the hell is it called? Rationalist. Strong rational.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you're totally, you know,
oh, yeah,
no such thing as ghosts, no such thing as supernatural. You know, everything can be explained.
Totally
blah, blah, blah.
History.
No.
One day, one very bad day, I was not my feet.
pull secret stuff out of your leggings.
Exactly. And
men's leggings are his own business. That should be my quote.
And you know, Princess Segu is you know pretty much like the sister to Korriban.
Oh.
You know, so it's not that way.
Right. Good. No competition. I like that.
It's true. No competition.
It's for maybe you know against Susan herself.
So.
Sever her right hand.
Story starts up.
But you damn dexterous.
You duel to the death.
Right, so. The story starts out. This is the main castle of Albara.
You're racist.
You know, it's got a lot of bright colors and stuff. Sun shining, light breeze blowing and stuff, and the king, King Marwyn, and his wife, Queen. Marwyn. King Marwyn and Queen Rabara. And like the rest of you are here to listen to Korvas play on what is. What looks like a big harpsichord.
Okay.
What did you say?
So, first of all, do you have any sort of musical skill?
I like it when he plays.
Get away from me, Nate.
I have artistic expression cooking.
Close enough.
I can play a mean bowl of
soup. Alright, so you start playing, you know, some sort of mournful tune from back home.
Okay.
Whatever.
It sounds groovy.
And, when the princess and her, you know, retinue, you're more tomboyish. Because the character used to be.
Okay.
So you just come back from you know hunting. You know with your retinue of guys.
Sure.
I'm sure. The princess was male. What was he like? You have to not.
Rather. Rather effeminate. So you come back stomping, you know, your horses. They get a lot of noise.
Let's forget to use your quote.
And.
so I'm a rational, though, so like my quote says.
And Korriban should make an intellect test.
Excellent. How do I do that?
Okay. So your intellect. So this is just your base intellect. So intellect is 3. Mm. So you roll 3 dice.
Not logic?
No.
Perception?
No.
I roll 3 dice, you said?
3 dice, one of them is a wild die.
All right. I pick big blue.
Okay. And then you, and then you, whichever one rolls the highest.
They all rolled 6.
So the big blue rolled a 6. So the big blue rolled a 6, you get to put the next highest die. So now you got a 12. Alright, so.
Damn fine. Is that good?
You keep playing, you know, you don't stop. You like, it automatically adjusts the increased sound of the horses, and, you know, so you play a little louder. And, you know, the whole hunting party is enraptured by you. You're obviously high skill at this.
So that was my play skill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But afterwards, you can treat the prof.
So, you know, so after you're done, you know, everybody claps and stuff. Let's see.
So how does the rolling system work? When you don't all sets it.
So usually
with it just the highest number.
Yeah. Normally it's the highest number you roll. If it's the wild die, if the wild die is a 6, then it's 6 plus a 5, that's the die you roll. And then you're at this total.
So I actually got a 15.
12. Well,
there was no skill to add. Mm.
Yeah, if you had the skill.
Oh,
yeah.
So. But in this case it was trading for it.
but 12 is the best possible roll. So.
No. I could have added.
But there was nothing to add.
You can't add it, and you would never be able to add anything.
When you're fishing with your father.
He cast his line. It's not merely the dexterity of the father, but also the knowledge he has of fishing.
But the line is only 50 feet long. You would never be able to cast longer than 50 feet.
I understand.
Same extent.
he's a guy in security. Never whoop a man's ass when. Oh, sorry, I have to put that in parable form. There once was a man who got his ass whooped unjustly. Then the stupid security team was fired. He was thrown in the prison.
Oh! I get to do.
What do you do?
Water and cheese in my hair. Oh, man, that sucks.
I plan to explain all things in parable.
Sure.
They will be awful.
I hear it. So as Corvus finishes, the messenger comes in with the message for the king. So you guys are sitting around. The king reads the message.
You bloodied your nose?
No,
you just can't get it out.
You can water up my nose. No, it's stuck in the fucking table back. And it burns.
It burns!
No way there's water up there.
Just snort it, man. Snort some water up there.
Yeah. Oh, my nose. A little bit of cheese come out of that.
So King Morwen reads the note, then he reads it again, and then he asks...
Hey, always having problems with the nasal cheese.
Then he asked Corvus and, like, the men to remain. Or everybody else should go.
I guess I'm leaving.
You can insist, or you can... You can
I should insist.
You're kind of headstrong.
I'm a tomboy.
I think I have a penis if I wanted to.
So, I mean, so you don't leave, and he doesn't say anything about it, because he's kind of used to it. You're doing your own thing.
So there.
Oh, for God's sake, that was huge.
Well, I can see his shadow through the net. Could you see it?
It was like, no one could even see it.
The end of your finger. That's a lot better now.
Thanks for sharing, mate.
King Marwood tells Corvus that the messenger has brought bad news from Korath, which is where you were born. Your father and two brothers have been killed in a rock slide.
Sorry,
pal. and you are now the heir to Korath. Have to return to assume the rulership.
Perhaps you'd like to describe that another way. Doesn't seem to get it.
Yeah, that was way too straightforward.
Both my father and all my brothers.
And your two brothers.
And my two brothers?
Yeah. Your two older brothers.
Who are both older?
Yep.
That's a major bummer.
My younger brother.
You don't have a younger brother.
You're it.
See, because they don't count sisters, the little rat bastards.
And how in this... And
what's the name of my culture?
Korra.
And how do the Korathians transfer leadership, rulership?
Prima, whatever.
Primogeniture.
Yeah, right. You have to, like, marry or... So it's usually oldest son. And then it's complicated after that.
You're it, man. Aren't you still being held hostage?
So it is hereditary?
Well, yes. It is hereditary.
That's an excellent question.
It is hereditary monarchy.
What the hell is a parable?
Isn't that like, you know,
like the prodigal story?
Aesop's Tale?
Those no, it's the Bible.
Oh, like the Bible.
Oh. Prodigal son?
In what way, like the Bible?
Oh, well, there. Okay.
Lots of parables in the Bible.
The epitomized and whatever. The same situation. Whatever. It's cutting people in half, you know? The old Solomon thing. So, you know, learning to share. Well, using it
what's
now.
What's a good example of the parable?
The prodigal son?
No, that doesn't mean any sense to me.
The prodigal son.
Well, what's the story?
Good son stays and is really thankful for his father. Horrible son goes away, but comes back, and when he comes back, he's cherished more than the son that's been there the whole time.
And what, mean, this, really. And what does this prove? Or what does this show?
It's just a truism, man.
Oh, it's just a truism.
It's better your son.
You don't have to follow it to the limit.
What is... So what is my responsibility here?
What's my motivation in this thing?
Responsibility.
I
well, okay. So
what's my responsibility to you? The only father I've ever known.
Well, all right. So what'll probably happen if you refuse to go back? They'll probably get another king somehow.
The king refused to go back. Is he still hostage? That changed.
No, by now he's not really a hostage. He's here. He stays fluently because he likes to play. Because the only home he's known.
The caged canary.
But what will happen is they'll probably start another war. Next thing we'll start a war. And like, maybe invade us. I hear there's unrest in that country.
So who
you don't get any bright ideas about marrying us off to unite the countries or anything stupid.
Who's our who's my nearest advisor in this whole and all?
Yeah.
Well, then
you're my best friends.
I would know. I would.
They were best friends.
No. Rishi
is a guard.
Yeah, he's just a guard, really.
Oh, okay.
Well then, like, who's
your
pal? That's horror in the room.
What's your weird pal?
So we sure.
I'm a friend of the Doomed Warriors. That's all I hear.
I'm a Doomed Warrior.
No one told me I was doomed.
Just the archetype.
You're really a friend of Segus.
Oh really? Oh
yeah.
You changed things.
In the original.
Maybe so you're the Doomed Warrior.
In the original story, Rasius goes because Segus has to stay.
Well. So we should.
In the original story, you go with him because I can't.
Oh.
So
but apparently, no. Perhaps
we should send back the messenger with words that I'll be.
I'm not a guy anymore.
I will leave tomorrow morning, and then we should burn the midnight oil, discussing the plans for how we will keep peace throughout the world.
Of course.
Cool.
Fair enough.
All right. So you send a messenger back. go about the rest of your day, sort of like.
I'm really sorry about that whole brother thing. Did you know him well?
I've never met them. I haven't.
You probably met him when you were a kid. You just don't remember him.
Okay. I have no memory of ever meeting them.
Right.
I met them before I was two.
Father, same thing.
So that night after dinner.
Along with family, yeah. Is my mother still alive?
No, she actually died when we were young.
It's
nice to meet you.
But it's not really him.
That's why you're so gloomy.
That's like two levels down.
We should discuss how, we could unite our kingdoms.
Hey. I said.
In what way? Lord Korvac.
Oh,
yeah, should this be Lord Korvac?
Is Corvas or a lesser kingdom than Melnibone or whatever?
Alvaro. currently, no.
No.
I mean, currently, oh yeah. Currently, Corvas is significantly poorer. Mm-hmm. And less yeah. able, like,
Republic
to wage war.
A few 20 years ago.
Kind of like 1930s Germany.
Yeah. They have great potential. You know, they unite their people, which they tend to do every couple generations.
Every 40 years.
Yeah, 30 years.
Okay. Well, I suppose it's my duty to go back and take care of the all those people. How would we forge an alliance between our two countries?
It'll be simple. Well, hey. I mean, you don't have to actually marry. You can just, you know, do a treaty. Once you're king, you know, you can propose a treaty or I can propose a treaty. Alvaroth has a mutual defense treaty with all the neighboring countries here, except for Korath, which refused to sign.
Do I know what type of follow novel this is?
Horror.
Actually, you know, at this point, it's
perhaps I could
supernatural adventure.
rely upon my two closest friends. Take her with me and a group of guards so that I live to see the throne. Perhaps you should pick a number like 13. So 10 guards.
Cool.
A sensible precaution.
Fair enough. Do I have brothers and sisters?
Make your cousins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not. I mean, you're like second oldest, but you're not.
Okay.
You know, you're the girl, so.
Yeah, I don't count.
Yeah, well, I used to be married.
13 to 13.
Yeah, he's trying to, you know, get you married somewhere. Nice line, no.
Batman. Marry who I want when I want. Damn it.
So we should. will you join me, my friend?
Absolutely.
Of course.
We're there.
We should ride upon the morrow.
That's the best thing about role-playing, making Dave talk like that. He turned all red when he said that.
Garrison.
I'm sorry, Marco.
Shut up, Susan.
What's your name again?
Some call him Tim.
Tim? Oh,
right,
Tim. No, I thought it was... Scariest role-playing adventure I ever had was Tim there, sort of coming on to me. when Tim was playing Elsie for the first time, he thought he was going to have sex with everybody in the party. That was just freaky.
He's like, good clone on.
Oh, whatever. Because you didn't... Well, you weren't ready to do it from across the room, man. You had to sit next to me.
Oh, that was crazy.
You weren't ready to do it. Not to upset the role play.
You weren't into it.
Yeah. Freaking me out.
That's the scariest thing. Does that pop Ricardo sticking his tongue down your goddamn ear?
That was a role playing. We weren't role playing this time. I'm sure he wasn't role playing.
I'm so glad I wasn't.
I'm a big glistening tongue. That is what I will role play. Wow, 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 wow.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
That Ricardo.
Great. Coming back to this, trying to figure
So, next morning, the next morning, your bags are packed and put into a coach for the 3 years.
Coach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then your guards riding horses.
You
know, but you're nobility and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm riding horses.
You're riding a horse.
You're riding a horse?
I don't know. Apparently I was out hunting riding horses.
Well, you don't hunt in the coach.
Well, yeah.
I ride horses all the time. But we need to discuss strategy in the coach.
Oh, all right.
When you ride a horse, you know, right side saddle?
Hell no.
Won't that ruin your wedding night?
Kill you. Coach man. He's, wears like nice big stovepipe hat.
Uh-huh.
But he's kind of like short, frog face. Man with a.
Not Renfro. Renfield.
Fast white hair.
Renfield.
And he says, step right in, sirs.
Ma'am.
And ma'am.
You really call
him? I'll get you all to Korath safely. Unless the wolves are out, of course.
Excellent. Allow me to tell you a parable.
Once there was a Kushman who let his charges get eaten by the wolf. He would never hurt someone again. All
right. So you're the coach. Riding out Korath. As you look out the window, you see the... the green hills of Alvaroth and the people working on their fields and stuff. Happy and content and stuff.
Yep.
Hollow technology is magic.
What?
Nothing.
So, you cross the border into Korath.
Hollow technology is magic.
As you cross the border, this part of the country is overcast.
Gloomy?
It's much more, it's darker, gloomier.
I pull my dark cloak closer around me. I shut the windows to the outside, because all the lightning flashes keep blinding me. All
right. So it starts raining and lightning.
Wait, who hears that?
And as you close the window, you get a glimpse of... the sort of barren countryside,
Don't worry about it. Turn the holiday safety protocol.
Sort of lifeless.
You'll neither get lifeless too cold nor electrified.
It's really hard to read the mind of holiday people. It's really kind of creepy.
You can read both of us.
You haven't bought that yet.
I've not bought it. But that is what I just looked at.
I saw you looking. I read Dave's mind while I can.
I think a man's leggings are his own business. That's what I think of mind readers.
All right, so... So you're inside with the windows closed, talking along, talk. All
right.
For an indeterminate amount of time.
We fast forward this.
Perhaps it's all setting up the atmosphere.
Perhaps we should sleep. Who knows when we'll get the next channel.
Let's fast forward up through all the talking parts.
I thought we were doing strategic planning or something.
Oh, I just said that to get you in the code.
But the code stops.
We should talk.
What?
Whoa!
Coachman!
What? There's an obstruction on the road.
What is it?
I roll my detective for primitive weapon sword skill.
I roll.
There's a large log.
I'll poke my head out the side window.
Well, that's what we got guards for, right?
Yep.
Hey, guards!
So there's a. There's a log in the road.
Reacts on a log.
What do you say?
Hey, guards, move the log.
Move the log. Move the log.
Move the log.
Nothing to see here. Or actually, can we go around it?
The wagon, narrow. The wagon would not be able to get around.
Okay.
Because it would get stuck in the mud.
We get the guards to pick up the wagon and put it on the other side.
Hey. Just take the wagon apart and put it together.
So it's four of the guards,
to the other side. If you didn't like it, you can move it back.
Get out, get ropes and stuff.
I'll stand out on the runner.
Okay. A figure steps out. From, you know, behind a tree.
It's me.
He's kind of dressed in rags. But he's got a sword. He says, good day to you, sirs and lady. Oh, he probably hasn't seen you. Sirs.
Now you're all offended. Okay. Don't treat me any differently, but don't ignore the fact that I'm old.
Damn right.
I see you're traveling through my road. There is a tax to be paid.
Alright. You got money, don't you?
Attack? What a great idea! Let's attack!
And who might you be, sir?
I am Hunsek.
And are you a famous Robert bandit of these parts?
Quite famous.
Never heard of you.
What does the king say to you?
The king is dead, I hear.
Long live the king.
But you practiced your banditry before the king was dead?
Of course. His men could never catch my men.
The great Hunsek.
The great Hunsek and his band. Of merry robbers.
Try from the rich and keep it, do you?
And we have.
What else will we do with it?
We have ten guards, do we?
Into the pool.
Yeah. Who's looking out? Of the two of you. You're outside. You're looking out. You open the window.
Sure.
What about you, Racius?
I got my sword. I'm ready.
We have to fight. You want us to fight?
Make a search roll.
I bet six doesn't apply to...
This is perception. Oh, intellect plus perception.
I have tactical genius. I'd like to know what our odds are.
Well, yeah, first make your perception.
And I have six sense if that applies to...
Perception. How does this work?
Right. So intellect plus perception, that's one more dice. So you're going to roll five dice.
All right.
And add any search skill you have.
Two dice. Yeah, baby.
Search, hey?
Yep.
I don't know.
I haven't had an opportunity to buy the search skill yet.
Let's see.
I got
a four.
You could just be playing three and squares right now.
Six and five. 11.
Wow.
Well, I have five dice.
So you have
wild
four?
Sixes, though? I have five dice. Oh, no. Sorry. Big blue is the only one that can do
it. Yes.
So a six.
Okay. So you got a four, you got a six. With a six, you can say that there are probably... you're only on one side of this. So like half a dozen bandits where you can see. You know, sort of poorly hidden.
I see.
Yeah.
Should have brought phaser. At least you're practicing with phaser.
So if it's, you know, if there are another half dozen on the other side, and they're only, you know, a ragged band of bandits, you should be able to beat them all.
Huh? You watch that, Tim.
We can take them. I say.
And are you a loyal king's man?
Oh, you're talking to me.
I'm talking to you, Tim.
I had no great love for the king.
Why is that?
Bad insight.
Bad thing.
Bad thing.
Does one of my class need an excuse?
Oh, it's a class thing. Sure. It's all society's fault. All
right, climb down. Let's get in a fight.
Well, sir, I am the king returned. I am the son of the old king, and I will assume my throne.
You are Corvus?
Do you accept me as your rightful king?
Oh, shoot. I've got two things. Uh-oh.
One, you don't want to be king.
No.
You and two.
Everyone.
When you first appeared, you notice there's a scar right here.
The six-fingered child? I was the six-fingered child. I am six-fingered Corvus, I shout. Man, I will resume my place on the throne.
Frodo of the 11 fingers, the ring of doom.
Oh, shit.
Make a what? This can't be a primitive culture. They must welcome all people of proven ability, whatever their deformities. I say to myself,
I make up a quick parable.
Okay, what?
Okay, roll. You get a choice of presence, intimidation, or command. So presence will be just this by itself. If you have intimidation or command skills, you could add.
Intimidation or command.
You gonna talk us out of this?
Well, he's talking to him. He's just declared himself to be the next king.
I don't believe I have any of that. Culture, history, language.
Oh, intimidation bluster.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey.
Is this bluster?
Close enough.
Can you use a specialization?
All right.
Yeah.
So I roll my presence and add three dice, and then I add two?
Yep, for the result.
What's a one?
Nothing.
Unless they're all four. Well, the highest is a two.
Yeah, but then
so
I have two.
Two plus two is four.
Okay. Four. Damn, that was unfortunate.
That's how I got a date with Tom Paris.
Who's Tom Paris?
Some dork from Voyager.
From Voyager. He's the
rebel.
Date with Tom Paris.
Okay. So you declare that you are the new king, come to claim your throne. Oh, make another search roll.
Search roll.
Oh, that's five dice. Wait a minute.
Yeah, okay, five dice.
Yeah,
I don't
have five dice in anything.
Six. So you see, sees the scar on your hand.
I just said I was six fingered Lou. He's like,
Then he sees the scar.
He is six fingered Lou.
And he's like, it is true. It is Corvus. Return. Please do not kill us. Wow, that was an apology, my lord.
Wow, that was a sudden change in attitude.
We still kick this guy's ass.
meanwhile, some of those men run away.
Does Dave's family have a Marco's family have a reputation for being badasses?
I bet my father, the Quick, my grandfather, the Quick, had something to do with this.
Was the Quick or Rash?
Hey! No one says that. To his friends, he was the Quick. To his enemies, the Rash.
Yeah, so his grandfather's Corvus was Swift.
Swift.
To his admirers.
Right. With a rash still, right?
Well, exactly. Those people all died.
Because he always crashed.
Yeah, as a real Swift Corvus.
Step forward.
Yeah, this guy. He shuffles forward. Sort of crawls forward.
You will lead our band safely through this region.
Of course,
which you must know.
You didn't
which
before?
Huh?
I don't know. Oh,
that's also what he said.
Gotcha. Crazy. Let's free one of the horses.
Yeah. You're lucky.
I will lead you personally myself.
Are there any of his men still around?
Yeah, four or five.
Rally your men. They shall receive a small reward for their lack of cowardice.
Get out here, you lazy scum. And he goes out and browbeats everybody, you know, the five from the woods over. To form a ragged line.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah, about to bait him now. When we got there. You will each be rewarded with a pittance for safely escorting my caravan through to the capital.
Okay.
And death shall await any who flee.
Okay, stealthy.
Wow.
Wow, cool. That's
so they start leading you through. Well,
I have to bloody it before you put it back.
Fortunately, you've got that infected foot.
So you go on a bit more, like past the forest, you know, where the bandits were laying. You see, do you close up the hole?
Sure.
Okay,
why would I want to know what's coming up?
But,
so what do you think my ancestors did to cause such fear?
But, you know, everybody, you know, you can hear outside talking in his thoughts, you know. But the carriage keeps going.
Really, the talking stopped?
Yeah.
What's happening, carriageman, I say?
We're passing a gibbet.
I hear people rumbling. I hear it sounds like a werewolf. Raggy! Rubbing's up. Rack to sleep. We're passing a gibbet. I'll,
Oh, God, it's a bad-tempered hobbit.
Is this a famous gibbet?
It's been up for 5 years.
5 years. I'll look out.
Perhaps you would like to look, sir.
Excellent. Okay.
So he stops a bit. Basically, it's two cages on a post with two dead guys.
Oh, finally.
Who are partially decomposed.
Finally. Curses and monsters belong to the realm of dreams, my friends. Such things don't truly haunt the real world.
Everybody can make search rolls again.
Alright.
This is something that's become a really important skill in my campaign.
I should get a search skill.
Oh, what was it under again? It was like
perception.
I get a
intellect perception.
I got a 2.
Okay.
Five.
Hey, you. The
number of nothing.
You know, as a carriage slowly. So, Killia says that.
That's the driver?
These are the Potok brothers. Ruby. Who were hanged, you know, who were put here 5 years ago.
The Potok?
Yeah.
And they're only partially decomposed after 5 years?
Yep.
Yeah. Dry.
It is.
Dry up until a few days ago.
It says, legend, well, they, you know, after a few days, you know, after they died, and a few days later, they stopped rotting. They stopped rotting. And so they have been, you know, left up there for as an example to the rest of the bandits.
Why'd they stop rotting? That's creepy.
It is unknown. It is.
Another
mystery.
I ask the coachman to come forward with me. I'll stand in dramatic pose.
Okay.
I ask the coachman to come up.
Sure.